بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being Muslim, for being blessed to be part of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the great blessings of being part of this ummah is that it is the final ummah. It is the community in submission to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, which would establish itself not only in the Arabian Peninsula, but throughout the planet. And so there are people of all nationalities, of all languages, of all colors, different classes of people, different personalities, and all saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a great blessing because we are connected with the Imam of the Anbiya, the leader of the prophets, the one who led them in prayer, and the one who came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other human being. And so his example is one which is not restricted to a time period. It comes back alive. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, is alive, and his message and his name is still spreading, and people are still arising who want to follow his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him words, a divine set of words in the Arabic language, in such a way that it would be a signpost. It would give hidayah, guidance, and understanding for people all over the planet. In the sixth chapter of the Quran, in verse 145, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah to lead people astray with knowledge? Surely Allah will not guide an evil, oppressive people. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the concept of dhulm, oppression, and takes it to another stage. We have heard and we read in the Quran that Allah tells us, and our concept is, one of our standards should be la udwan illa ala dhalimeen, that there is no animosity except for the one who is dhalim, who is an oppressor. But this verse takes it to another stage with another form of the Arabic, and it says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ, who is more oppressive. In other words, the greatest oppressor is the one who lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lies, and has knowledge to take people astray. This is a major oppressor, and surely Allah will not guide that person to the truth.